The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Anything goes! Go! Go!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Anything Goes with Kerry Bradstreet and
Part
Larry Swanson.
Part two of our continuing podcast.
Yeah, part two of our continuing finding out about
America. So if we left you with a cliffhanger on the last show last week.
Well, I don't know if we call it a cliffhanger.
Well, because we were in mid-conversation and they don't know where the conversation's going.
Well, that's true, too.
And except for I forgot where we left off.
Well, what we were going to do, you were talking about all different things.
Because it made me think of something else as we walked out. When you said something about masks, another conspiracy theory, they call it, but it's actual fact, is they've been, the country, hospitals, been buying masks from China. That are the ones that are the disposable masks that they make, you know, hospital workers, everybody use. And they actually contain these microscopic, I don't know if they determine what exactly that is that's in these, that is another way that they're trying to get stuff into our bodies. It's the same thing we're found on testing swabs. I don't know what they're calling them. It's just really, really creepy. If you look
from China? China's doing this?
Yeah. I'll put a link to this too. But it's true. I don't know if I can. If with the naked eye, you probably can't see it as well. But with heat, when heat is added to, like by the mask, whatever, when you zoom in, you see these tiny little, almost look like tiny little worms. But they grow and get smaller, and they just are moving in the mask. They found them on those swabs too. So I think it's some kind of AI or some kind of something that's non-organic. I want something that's computerized, but I don't know the jargon, that are in these to get this stuff into our bodies, and they don't know exactly what all this little nano stuff is.
Or are we still buying them?
Yeah, people don't know. You didn't know. And so there was even somebody locally here. She was doing it on with the camera on, and then.
Well, the way you've been telling me, and we've been borrowing money from China for hundreds of years.
All that money we borrow and then our government just spends is actually nothing because they are just printing dollars and the dollar becomes less and less value because they keep printing stuff.
Is that why they're
spending all this money that they don't have? No, they're already bankrupt.
But is that why they're going back to the gold thing because of what money was worth at that time?
Well, because it's the
America.
The bankers back. I don't know how far back it went. You know, 200 years. All these big bankers, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, all these ones who. All these bankers who actually owned all the wealth, I mean, originally, well, they still do, trying to get that back from them because it's been illegally gotten and get it back into where it's the actual amount of gold that is there in the world. And so the money represents actually the gold that exists and it's not just a made up figure.
At one time,
We were gold backed for a while. Yes.
Well, no. At one time, gold we could not own. Mm-hmm. We could literally not own gold.
I know.
It was only owned by the government. We could have jewelry.
Well, that's where you had the little the dollar. What does it says on it? That it's what does it say on there? It's like a note or something. So it's not actually any value whatsoever. It's kind of like an IOU or something.
Is that what it says on it?
I have to look at it, but it's. It's not really any value whatsoever. No.
Well, but people could still use it.
Well, yeah, just because our economy is, you know, the banks and stuff have that in their banks. But eventually, and I'm hoping it's in the next, it could be happening any day, that's going to be switched over.
And to go back to gold or something else?
Yep, it'll go to gold.
And so will gold rise in price, and will we be able to own it anymore or no?
Yeah, it just means that your money is worth more.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be deflated, you know. So if something costs a dollar and it's, you know, it's gold.
Why hasn't anybody in the government? Now, there's a lot of people in the government. Now, there's got to be one or two people in the government that's really honest. I mean, it seems like
I know it's probably 5% of everybody.
But why haven't they been saying something about this?
They make money off of it. They're the ones making the money. They're not going to tell us that we're not supposed to be paying taxes, that they're not supposed to be doing all this stuff. They all know. How do you think these Congress people and senators get so rich?
But if we don't pay, if we don't have taxes, how are we going?
No income taxes.
Okay.
I think what it would be is like a flat tax on new sales. That's it. So you could pretty much determine, you know, how much taxes you pay. It's like, I'm not going to buy this new car because I'm going to pay this much in sales tax. So I'll wait and do it, you know, later or whatever. So it's not like you have income tax taken out. So then you will actually, and Social Security, all that stuff is fraud.
I bought a car. And listen, come and arrest me if you want to. I bought a car. I cannot get into the Secretary of State. They tell you got to go to the you got to go and make an appointment. I get up there. I can't get into the Secretary of State's office. I go down to the Secretary of State's office, and they say, well, you can't go in here. You got to make an appointment. Well, I'm trying to make an appointment, but I couldn't get an appointment.
And when you try to make an appointment, it's like 6-8 weeks out.
Yeah, and how are you going to do it, you know? And in fact, the guy that bought my car got a ticket for not having a plate on it, but he didn't.
Well, then you should fight that, because...
Well, I told him to do that, too. Yeah. I said, no, go down there and fight it, because I talked to him the other day, and...
And that's a whole other topic, is our policing.
Yeah.
According to common law, Republic Constitution... They are supposed to be peace officers. We aren't supposed to be having all these statutes and laws that they're supposed to be law enforcement, to enforcing these things. That's not even legit. Basically, they are hired by the corporate U.S. government to enforce these laws on us that are not legal. Supposedly, you are your own.
But don't they vote the law in? Aren't our laws voted in? I mean, you just can't go and make a law up and give it to the police and then they turn it. It's got to be voted on by our.
I know, but it's
government.
Voted by the corporate United States of America, owns us.
Oh, what about the state, though? Let's talk about
same
our
thing.
State.
They're doing the same thing, except for Michigan and Alaska, so far, and all the other states. They're trying to get theirs. Assemblies all put together.
So Michigan is changing in Alaska.
Alaska, I guess they did because of some
because
kind of
close to Russia or
something to do with they were able to like get their it was legally bought and or sold or some kind of thing that they got out of that. And it looks like in 2010 is when Michigan had first gotten their assembly together. But they need every state, or no, maybe only 35 states, so it's...
There's only 50 of them.
35 of the 50 states have to have, like, their full assemblies together, and then they can have a convention of the states and basically enforce the national original constitution.
Yeah.
And they have... There are many that are almost there, so you have to have, like, so many percentage, like... I don't remember what it was, like 60% of the counties in your state have to have their assembly made. And to make an assembly, they say it's so simple that you don't only take three people to get together and then, you know, register something saying, yeah, we're here in Kent County, we're this registered.
Are they going to come to your door and arrest you for
They can't arrest me for anything.
No, but I mean, for what you're doing on this other thing where you're going to be a state?
I am not a U.S. citizen.
You're not a U.S. citizen
anymore?
And
that's what they, and that's another scam that they've perpetrated on us. Don't ever say you're a U.S. citizen, because when you say you are a U.S. citizen, you are then saying, I am a citizen of this United States corporation, and they own you.
Yeah.
What you would say, and originally everybody was supposed to be a citizen of each of their states.
Mm-hmm.
And then those states would then could be part of the greater United States. And the federal government would have basically nothing to do with us. Our government would go back to local. So anybody who would be beside yourself, you're like the highest when it comes to enforcing any kind of law or anything. I mean, you could, you know, self-arrest people. But they say this only works when people are actually good people, which is why you have to get good people back, you know, and not have these crazy Satanists and everybody that are running the government. But anyways, so the highest authority in the state is each county's sheriff.
Yeah.
So the to enforce anything. And you'd only need them as if they're there to help you, you know, prosecute or go after somebody who's done something to harm you.
Right.
And so they're there as our backup, not there to back up the government and force stuff on us. But there's so many corrupt sheriffs and stuff, everything. They need to like clean house. I know that they're retraining a lot of lawyers and judges on the law, the republic, the actual constitutional law. And so it's getting there. But all the states have to have their assemblies together, because what that means is then they have their own grand juries. Each county will have has a grand jury. And
what about, is it still?
Which I may be on the grand jury.
Is our governor now, is that who will be the head of our state?
No, nope. We get to select our own.
We get to select our own.
If we have our assembly, yes.
Well, didn't we do that though?
No, the corporate government did.
Yeah.
So she's really not, like, she has no authority over me.
Yeah.
That's why I don't have to follow any of her stinking mandates.
But she could have you arrested.
Because I am not part of that system. If they were to take me to court, I could actually press charges. It's all different legalese, the way they do this. But the person, whoever was refraining me from going about my merry way, just minding my own business, actually, they could be then put in front of the court. And the fees and stuff, like you should see the fees I printed out. You know, just for like if a police officer pulled me over and I don't have to have a driver's license, those are illegal. Registrations, all that stuff is illegal. You're not supposed to have any of that stuff.
Let's say you got stopped by the police and they wanted to give you a ticket. What would you say to them?
I know there's some content terminology. I just don't consent to what they're doing. I am a citizen of the state of Michigan, and those don't apply to me. If they did something, then I could then go to the Michigan Assembly.
That's a state law, though. If it's a state law, not a federal law, but a state law.
But it's a state law under the state corporate.
Yeah.
Not the organic, real Michigan Constitution.
How many people like you are in Michigan right now?
I have to find out, but I know it's all by counties. And I know we're at the point where we can have, what they do is they assemble like a grand jury, and the grand jury decides whether or not it's even worth for anybody to move on to see, you know, a judge in another court. They may just say, this is stupid.
But what about yourself?
I would, if they tried to take me to their courts, all I got to do is, I don't say that I'm, if, like I said, it's all this legal ease. I was listening to this guy last night from Canada.
So are you going to get a driver's license, or are you?
I'm due to get my license plates registered. I'm not, since it's not legal. All of this stuff is actually illegal.
So if they stop you, what are you going to say to them?
I will just have to tell them that, you know, I'm a citizen of the United States and that stuff does not apply to me.
Oh yeah,
citizen of, I'm a state citizen and those don't apply to me. And if they start to give me problems, then if they are, some of them aren't getting informed, but if they were to go to someone else, they would find out, oh yeah, never mind. Yeah, she's right. Yeah, I can't do this. But I could then take that officer and he could be responsible for
stopping me.
And so these people are going to be like, hey, my boss tells me to do this, but he's not the one that's going to get in trouble. It's the person who actually has the one-on-one with the person.
Yeah.
So they're like, okay, never mind. You can go. They would be the ones that could end up with $500,000 fine.
Wouldn't you be, if that happened to you and you told them you were, and then they said, okay, go ahead, would you jump up and down and say it works? Or
no, but I've been going to the stores without wearing masks.
Yeah.
No one's said a thing. I've gone to Sam's Club. I was like 2 hours at Home Depot.
Did anybody say anything to you at all?
Nope.
Look at you funny?
Nope. I'd be the only one in there without a mask.
What would you say to them if they said you're supposed to have a mask on?
I was going to say that, oh, I kind of had a little spiel, and I have these little cards that I print out just in case somebody would approach me and to show them that this is, you know, according to the Michigan Assembly, this stuff is, they have not issued any kind of emergency authorization. There's no need for any of this kind of stuff. So I carry around my folder with me just in case someone stops me and I have some stuff. No one said a thing. I went to Sam's. First, I tried it at Meijer, and I first had it on when they see the greeter, and then I took it off, and then left it off. And there would be some people that would like look at me, but I just figured I'm just going to go about my business and act as if I know it's okay to not wear my mask. And so then I went to Sam's Club another time, didn't wear my mask. No one said a thing. Except, I heard someone say, it's nice to see another smiling face. And I looked up, and it was a guy, he didn't have his mask on. And so he had said something to me. And I saw another guy in there that looked like he could be Amish. We were the only ones without masks in Sam's Club. No one said a thing. Then I went to post office.
You didn't have your mask on?
Nope. And that's what I was kind of worried about. And no issue there. And someone had told me that the Postmaster General has told the post offices they cannot decline anybody service, whether they have a mask on or not. So they aren't supposed to enforce that anyways. So I thought, good. And then when I went to Home Depot, I was like, oh, I was in there for so long. And, you know, I walk right past the sign says, you know, mask required for entry. And I just grab my cart, going along. And I'd have employees, you know, come up and just say, is there anything I can help you find? It's like, nope, I'm good. And I'd be chatting with some other customers when they were looking at paintbrushes and doing stuff. And I would just be myself and chatting up and talking. And I probably talked to probably at least a half a dozen different people. Not single one of them said anything about me not having my mask on. Actually, the one of the girls, she was helping me for like a half an hour going through, and she was with me in the store and all this. And the more and more people that do that, like more and more people will feel empowered to do it, because it's more harmful to wear a mask. Is more harmful to the person, because what you are doing is you are rebreathing in your bacteria.
Then how are all these people catching and dying from the flu?
They're not. That's the problem. They're not dying from it. They're dying from something else.
From something else.
More of them are dying from the actually from the vaccines, or their people are getting COVID from the vaccines. The only people that are dying from this, Larry, are those who are already I don't say predetermined to die anyway soon. No, that they already have some pre-existing conditions or something else that it could be pneumonia, could be the flu, any of those things could cause them to die because of the other things that they have, heart condition or, you know,
so if
whatever.
I died today, I probably would go on as I have COVID-19.
Well, that's what they would do. They would say, oh, let's give them a test. Oh, yeah. I know that all the tests are fraudulent, too. I don't know if you know that. And they'll say, oh, yeah, he died from COVID. But
what's it?
No, but you fell off your motorcycle and then hit your head. But they'll say, nope, we tested him, and there was some COVID in there, and so he's a COVID death. That's what they were doing.
Yeah.
It's changing. If they were to look back, there's just as many people died or less in 2020 and in 2019. So if this was a pandemic, we would have thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of more people dead than the year before. But it's not.
In Michigan.
Because they're counting people who have the flu as COVID. And pneumonia, a couple of the other ones. So if you were to look at 2019, it would say that you had, I don't know, say 100,000 people died from the flu. 2020, zero people died from the flu, but 100,000+ died from COVID. See, they're calling all anything else COVID when it used to be something else.
I see.
So that's how they're changing the
number. What's the benefit to all this then?
It is to get us to comply. It is to get all of us to just listen to the government because they want us to be a communist socialist country. That is the main New World Order kind of thing. It's to get us that we all are under
one
government.
Our government wants to be controlled.
Right. And so this is a way for them to control us.
So they want us to change. They want us to go back to before a government, and so, or they want to become,
they don't want to have freedom anymore.
They
right.
want the people,
right. yep.
they don't want the people to be
they don't own
free
anything,
American.
Right. They will determine how much money you can have, where you can, that's why they want these passports. Why do you think they're trying so hard to get every single person on the planet vaccinated? I mean, why didn't they do this for flu? Why didn't they do this for any kind of other illness?
Yeah.
No, it's because this is specifically is the plan, and what they put in those shots, it's like a dormant thing waiting to eventually kill you when you get exposed.
I think
exposed.
You should get a gun permit and wear a gun.
Actually, I can. It was one of the things when I filed, whatever, you could get a carry permit. Doesn't mean I have to know what I'm doing.
Even if you had a felony, you still can get a gun permit.
A felony is not part of my system. That's all part of the corporate.
Yeah, well, that's kind of.
So
cool.
I know it's just really complicated, and you can see how
Do you
the
feel
lawyers and everything.
By knowing it.
Yes, but I could see how the corporate world, you know, has been manipulating us, deceiving us. That it makes me mad that when you think what freedom was really supposed to be, when I'm looking at this, I'm going, sheesh, we've never had this ever in the world. That's why our country was supposed to be so great and unique with our Constitution, but we have not been following our Constitution, which would say that I am free just to travel. I don't need passports, don't need licenses or anything except to travel. I can just work whatever I want to do. And unless I am causing harm to somebody, I go along my merry way.
But as other governments, as other countries, going to go like
it's,
that?
If a lot of them, a lot of them are talking about doing that.
The ones who go to the Canada, you know, it used to be you could just go to Canada, and then all you had to do is tell them your name.
I know
and
a lot of that stuff is kind of probably going to change.
Now you got to have a passport.
Yeah, some of that stuff is going to change. Yeah, I don't know about because our society has gotten so bad and terrorism, all that kind of stuff. All of that stuff goes away. It may go away if all these countries have all their money, all their citizens are free. They don't need to be committing crimes. They don't need to be doing all this stuff.
Today, Carrie's going to give me the information. In fact, she's got me talking about it, or reading about it, but she's going to give me the information today so that I can become
you can
a
declare,
state
you're citizen. You're going to declare your status as a citizen of the state of Michigan, and you are no longer going to be a U.S. citizen?
When can I go after my money, though, that they owe me?
That's what I'm looking into that. Eventually you are, but I've been after I send this stuff out, that I know the IRS has gotten my letter and
the IRS,
all this
kind of
stuff.
Will they come and visit you? Or
no, but they'll have the paper that shows that. Then I'm going to try where they say where
well,
you can.
Well, I always thought that they couldn't come after your money, but they do.
So. Right, because people don't know.
But they go to jail, too, so.
Well, that's because people don't let
that happen.
But the
attorneys let them go to jail. See, that's it.
That's because attorneys are part of it. That's how they get paid. We don't need attorneys. And so.
I got to tell you a story. we've got 5 minutes. Boy, this goes by fast, don't
wow.
It? See, when Carrie's around, our time goes by fast. So. She's my sweetheart. She's a very sweet person. And
I just want everybody.
You can believe what she
I
says.
I want everybody to know the truth. And we don't know the truth. We've been propagandized since the invention of television. We didn't know this, but television was created as a propaganda tool for the CIA. And actually, in the beginning, still now, they have this Operation Mockingbird, they called it. Actually, CIA operatives were the ones that were embedded in all of the news and the media.
Mm-hmm.
And they were actually working for the CIA, but we all thought, oh, look at him. He's just telling us the news. I believe him or whatever. But they all were being told, what to say. And that's why the social media and all this kind of stuff are cutting and censoring, because they don't want the truth to be out
Aren't
there.
Aren't you worried that somebody's going to put a cap in your ass?
Why would they? What am I doing to them that would cause them any problem?
Just to shut up so you don't.
Well, I'm just one little person. There's a lot of stuff out there, but you don't know it because you're getting your information from the mainstream media.
Right.
But if you were to go to these assembly sites and go to Michigan Assembly, but I think if you go to nationalassembly.org right. or whatever, it's got all of the states, and then people can find their state and click on it, and it'll bring them to their state's assembly.
This time's over. We only got 2 minutes. Can you believe that went that fast?
Well,
ladies
say,
and gentlemen,
I'll throw more links in.
Our telephone number is 616.
Don't give me
your number. You don't want to give us their number right now?
No.
But I think what we should do is any more.
I try to do that on my Facebook.
Yeah.
So if anybody goes to my Facebook page, I mean, links after link after link. I've put stuff up there for people. That doesn't get anything that has
right.
to do with COVID stuff as always gets fact checked.
The lady gets fired up, don't she?
Because
well, we
want to
thank
angry.
You for watching our show.
We
again.
Need to be free.
Yeah, there you go.
Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
There you go. So we'll see you next week, same time, same place, and we'll say goodbye.
Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.